8 children and grandchildren of Islamic State fighters are on their way back to Australia thanks to the federal government's intervention. But aid workers say there are at least 50 more Australian women and children still in camps in Syria. A senior criminologist is today welcoming the decision to bring the children of Islamic State fighter Khalid Sharouf, as well as the orphan children of another fighter, back to Australia. But he says programs need to be in place to help integrate them back into Australian society. As Sarah Dingle reports.
This is the moment Karen Nettleton found her 3 surviving grandchildren in a refugee camp in northeastern Syria, followed by a Four Corners crew. Where? 2 months later, the government has confirmed the surviving Sharouf children are finally on their way back to Australia. Those being repatriated are 17-year-old Hoda Sharouf, 8-year-old Humze, and 18-year-old Zainab, who has 2 young children of her own and is due to give birth to a third. Their 2 brothers and their parents, including their father, Islamic State fighter Khalid Sharouf, are dead. Karen Nettleton's lawyer, Robert Van Alst, says the group has some immediate medical needs which need to be addressed before they can get on a flight home.
To start off with, Zainab has probably just had her baby, so there will be that. There are also some wounds that may need to be attended to. Young Huda was wounded in the leg.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says repatriating the group was not a decision the government took lightly, but that children should not pay for their parents' crimes.
I mean, the fact that you would take a child and put them in a conflict zone like this is despicable, and I find it disgusting. But the children can't be held responsible for that.
But what happens once the children return? Dr. Clark Jones is a criminologist researching violent extremism at the ANU. He says the group's re-entry into Australian society will have to be managed carefully.
Trauma being number one, I think, they may have experienced overseas in the conflict zone. So they've gone through a lot of hardship. The Sharouf kids, for example, have lost their both parents. I mean, that's trauma in itself. And many will say, well, we don't care. But just that's the fact that these kids are going through a number of different levels of hardship. So, and on top of this, of course, we've got the security concerns. And some will say that the older the kids are, you know, that they might be radicalised or have listened to radical ideology. And that might be so as well. So there are a number of ways or a number of things that need to be done to try and support these kids.
The question of whether the group of mostly children will need some degree of de-radicalisation is one thing, but Dr. Jones warns they'll also face an elevated risk themselves on return to Australia.
I mean, there are a lot of people that don't want them back here at all. Because of that, they would also be under threat. And the same thing happens in prison with terrorist offenders. We always think we've got to remove them to stop them radicalising others, but we also see that they're under threat from the environment they're in as well.
For all that, perhaps counterintuitively, Dr. Jones says bringing these girls and boys home actually makes Australia safer.
I mean, if we're seen to taking... We've got to be careful when we say compassionate, because we're also, you know, very security conscious, and rightly so. But on the compassionate side, I think it does reduce our security threat levels by doing this sort of move. It makes that we do care about Australians, and therefore people are less likely wanting to do something against Australia because of this sort of more compassionate move. So I think it's a very smart move from a security point of view as well as a compassionate side. So it's quite a good balance, I think.
Also being repatriated are the 3 young orphans of Yasin Rizvic, another Islamic State fighter originally from Melbourne. Save the Children's Matt Tinkler welcomes the news, but says this should just be the start of repatriating all Australian women and children from Syrian camps.
We're of at least 50 women and children in these camps. Many of them have wounds from shrapnel. Many of them, the children are malnourished. Some of the women are pregnant. So these are really desperate conditions. They need urgent medical attention. So we're really keen for the Australian government now to work on repatriating those families back to safety as soon as possible.
That's Matt Tinkler from Save the Children, ending that report from Sarah Dingle.